I could have swore that I saw that little womp rat running this way. Perhaps he slipped past me in all the commotion after I slaughtered his poor master. Or that's what he wants me to think. And he's hiding. Oh, you must think you're so clever using your stealth powers to conceal your presence. But this Jedi trickery was one of the first things my master taught me to counter. I can feel you. Your fear is intoxicating. I wonder how your searing blood will smell when my lightsaber pierces your heart. You've put up a good chase, but you know there's no point in running anymore. Come out. There you are, little one. Oh, does it anger you when I call you little one? I suppose you are grown to the age of manhood, but you never pass the trials. And no Jedi ever will again. You're just a Padawan, and nothing more. And soon, there won't even be any of your kind to stand in the way of the Empire. Is your anger overcoming your fear? Is it making you bold enough to face me in battle? Anger is just as delicious, in my opinion. You show potential, but your skills are weak. I defeated your teacher. What do you hope to accomplish with your defiance? You hope to restore the Republic and bring back the Jedi way? Please, the Jedi will never be permitted to infest the galaxy again with their warmongering and their lies. Who was it that led the fleet that bombed my homeworld and turned it into a blasted wasteland then? Was it a clone general or a droid admiral? No, it was a cursed Jedi. So don't pretend that you're pacifists who only fight in self-defense. I know better. My people simply wanted nothing to do with the Republic anymore, but you couldn't leave us alone. Even so, you failed. And now, finally, my homeworld is at peace. The Emperor's peace. Your line is extinguished, and the New Order has taken its place. Your resistance isn't just futile, it's pathetic. The old and weak die, so that the young and strong may yet live. Isn't that the balance of the Force? Your master died so that mine could rule. You will die so that there will be no more orphans of Jedi war crimes. You worthless little cur, show me you have the skills to back up your words. Oh, I almost caught you there. You're slow, and your style is incorrect for battle with an equal. Defense against blaster-wielding clones is trivial compared to a duel. Careful, careful. I almost cut you in half. Oh, that would be quite a waste of a pretty little Padawan like yourself. Damn you. You grazed me. I should take your arm for your impudence.
And yet you still struggle. The fight in you is admirable, even if your cause disgusts me. Come now. You almost hit me that time. I'm sure you can kill me if you truly put your mind to it. Oh my. You didn't expect that, did you? It was so pathetically easy to disarm you. Didn't your master teach you that your weapon is your life? Didn't you make this lightsaber with your own hands? I could show you how to perfect it. How to bleed the weak, flawed crystal into something beautiful and crimson. I could complete your training. But no. You're far too weak to be an Inquisitor. And now, you're at my mercy. At last. I sense your confusion and fear. Ask me your questions. A condemned man has that right, at least. What do I want? I want to show you the truth, you idiot! I'm giving you the education that your masters and the council have denied you. I'm giving you the chance at life. I've been tracking you and your master for months. I understand both of you better than you know yourselves. I knew you would come here, to this backwater planet. I felt it in my bones. What did your master tell you? Did he tell you it was to hide and regroup? Did he tell you more lies about living a peaceful life away from the Empire? No, he didn't come here for that, you fool. He came here because he heard the same thing I did. There is a cell of rebel reactionaries here attempting to destroy the peace and freedom of the Empire. The more I watched, the more I realized that he was misguiding you. Guiding you to be a weapon in a future war. I saw how innocent you were. Now you looked up to him with your hands and face. It disgusted me. I didn't say you were handsome. Silence! It doesn't matter. No, it doesn't. I'm talking to you like you're my equal. You're not my equal. You're nothing but prey. I don't owe you an explanation. I should kill you. I should cut you in half and leave your body here to rot. But that would be a waste. Yes, a waste. A waste of such a handsome man. Don't you dare pull away from me! Hold still! Good. Now, I'm gonna kiss you again. And you are going to kiss me back. Better. But I'm still not satisfied. Kneel.
There. That wasn't that bad, was it? I'm not hurting you, am I? No. No, I don't have to be cruel. Not with compliant prey. Compliant prey can be re-educated and become useful to the Empire. I would be rewarded for bringing you in alive and willing. You would be rewarded too. Do you know what your first reward will be? I will allow you the privilege of worshipping my pussy. Don't be too afraid. I will show you how to pleasure me. You simply follow instructions, and maybe I might let you live. That's it. Play along. You might be able to escape if I get distracted. Unfasten my pants. God. Can you see how wet I am? You did that to me, you filth. You'll pay for it. Lick me. I must warn you that I do not require your arms for the uses I have in mind for you. Lick me. Good. Good. That's it. Oh, how do I taste? Be truthful. I'll know. This is your first time tasting a woman. Isn't it? I thought it would be your first. I should be your first. Everything. You've caused me so much trouble. When you've aroused me, little one. I've seen so much surveillance footage of you. Your master was my primary target. But I was dragged to you immediately. I could sense your passion and lust even from afar. Don't deny it. I felt your want for me as soon as you saw me, even before I attacked. You wanted this. I know it. Yes. That's it. Keep licking me. Show me that you have use.
Show me how you can be a good little apprentice. You're enjoying this as much as I am, aren't you? I don't need the force to see the tent in your robes. Just there. Keep going. Oh, don't you dare stop until I tell you to. Yes. Stop. Don't worry, little one. You did so well. I'm surprised. This is what's going to happen. You're going to lay down and take your cock out. Then I'm going to take you. If you pleasure me. And if you come inside me, I may allow you to live. Do you understand? Good. Now, lie down. I feel your shame and your guilt. You're so delightfully unspoiled. Now pull out your cock. I'm certain that you have nothing to be embarrassed about. I promise not to tease you. Now take it out. Yes. Yeah. That is so beautiful. It isn't how I imagined. It's even better. I haven't seen a proper cock in ages. My days are too filled with hunting you to enjoy any whores. But you'll pleasure me, won't you? You're so obedient. I'm going to take you inside me now. Don't flinch away from me. I cannot stand it when men react in such a fashion. I cannot ensure your safety if you do. Oh, I didn't have to worry about you, did I? You truly did thrust to meet me, didn't you? Didn't you shake your head at me? Let your body enjoy this. Resistance will only harm you. Oh, that's it. Oh, you can let your hands wander over my body. Enjoy it. Enjoy me. You can't do anything else. You can't fight me. And you certainly can't escape. ape me. You're mine now. Mine.
Say it.
Oh, good. Good boy. Oh, you're so pleasing. Oh, even more so than I thought you would be. Oh, I fantasized about looking into your beautiful eyes as I claimed you like this. I thought of many things. Of running with you to a secret sanctuary. Oh, of living with you and completing your training. Oh, of us mating over and over. Oh, a perfect, passionate balance. No, you're corrupting me with your mind tricks. I don't feel anything for you. How could an Inquisitor feel anything for a Jedi whelp? I shouldn't be doing this. I should stop. No. I should finish. And then plunge this saber into your heart. That's what I should do. Yes. What a way to die. Finishing inside the woman who slew your master. Oh, don't stop now. Because if you don't come inside me, I guarantee I will kill you. Oh, that's it. Thrust up into me. At least if you come, you'll have done something with your life. Well, that's it. Oh, imagine if you get me pregnant. Oh, we're both strong with the Force. Our child would be a magnificent servant to the Emperor. Yes, that's it. Oh, get angrier. Hate me, even as you love me. Oh, your passion is commendable. Yes. Yes. That's it. Oh, no, come. Oh, fill me. Oh, come in me. Come in me. Come in me, you filthy little worm. Oh, come, no. Yes. Oh,
What did we do? What have I done? No. No, no. No. I should have killed you. I should have... No, I should have let you go. I shouldn't have done this to you. What I did was wrong. Not because I took you, but because I was weak. I should have slain you and forgotten you, and I feel compassion for you. Compassion, the great Jedi disease, and I have been infected with it. But I feel more than that. And you felt it too when we joined. Passion. That is the old way. The way of the Sith. Passion breaks our chains and lets us see the truth. It was passion that brought the downfall of the Jedi. It is passion that drives my pursuit to you. So I shall set you free, little one. You can run and hide or fight or find some little rebel cell somewhere. It doesn't matter. It is not our way to hide from the truth, especially if it is cruel. The truth is, I cannot kill you. I love you. And that doesn't mean you're safe. In fact, quite the opposite. I'll give you a head start. You'll have more freedom from me than you ever had from your master. But when I catch up to you again, we'll fight. And perhaps this time you'll best me. Maybe you'll calmly dispatch me, slaying me to die in the dust. Or maybe you'll be the one to disarm me this time. Perhaps you'll be the one forcing me onto my knees to pleasure you. Maybe you'll even be strong enough to bend me over and take me, even as I taste my own blood. If not, I'll take you again and again and again. Until you finally break and beg me to take you with me. Yes, this has turned out to be quite the gratifying hunt. Now, run away, little Padawan. I'll see you soon. And then we shall see who is the master. And who is but the apprentice?